In Belgrade, the Serbian Socialist Party has criticized the arrest of the former head of Yugoslavia's secret police. Rade Marković was a key aide to Slobodan Milošević. His arrest is seen as a further indication that a case is being built against Milošević. But the former Yugoslav president did not leave a paper trail, and any prosecution would have to rely on the testimony of those who helped keep him in power for more than a decade. NPR's Sylvia Poggioli reports from Belgrade.
The Daily Nedeljni Telegraph wrote last week that Slobodan Milošević left behind no documents that would help historians or investigators understand anything about his 13-year rule. The official Yugoslav archives are located in an old building in an elegant Belgrade neighborhood. The photos in the cavernous main hall illustrate the country's 20th century history, but only up to the time of Tito. There's nothing on the walls to document the last tumultuous decade or the man who presided over its bloody breakup. The new Serb Deputy Prime Minister Žarko Korać says Milošević left no tracks, and any reconstruction of his regime, historical and judicial, will be based on oral history.
So everything was executed through his lieutenants, his deputies. And this is why their testimonies are so important.
Two of the three have been arrested. Customs Chief Mihaili Kertész is believed to be now under close police protection. The head of state security, Rade Marković, was arrested Friday. He's charged with orchestrating an attempt to assassinate former opposition leader Vuk Drašković in 1999, and he's under investigation for several murders. Žarko Korać says Serbia's new judicial authorities already have enough evidence to charge Milošević with embezzlement and fraud. He says Milošević oversaw a gasoline smuggling regime that cost the state between $250 and $500 million a year in lost tax revenue. But the reformers want to put Milošević on trial for even more serious crimes against his political opponents.
This is ordering an execution, a murder, and obviously once we go into this, then all other things will pile up over the time, and I'm absolutely certain that war crimes and things like this will eventually also appear there.
Following the Marković arrest, Serbian Justice Minister Vladan Batic suggested Milošević's arrest could take place soon.
We have been collecting evidence, and I expect he will be put on trial in a couple of weeks.
Polls indicate the great majority of Serbs want Milošević arrested and tried here in Serbia. But international demands that Milošević be extradited to The Hague, where he's indicted by the International Tribunal for War Crimes, cause controversy. Yugoslav President Vojislav Kostunica says the tribunal is a political tool of the United States, which has given it an anti-Serb bias. Justice Minister Vladan Batic is one member of the government who favors cooperation with The Hague, but he admits that extradition is a difficult domestic sell at a time when ethnic Albanians have stepped up attacks against Serbs, both in Kosovo and southern Serbia. Serbian Deputy Prime Minister Žarko Korać agrees that Serbs are still reluctant to deal with their brethren's role in war crimes, but he's convinced that building a solid case against Milošević from the ground up will ultimately help people face the crimes he committed in their name against other ethnic groups.
If they see their president as making fortunes while they were becoming poor, if they see him as men actually ordering execution of his opponents, then people would be much more willing to accept that the world thinks he's responsible. So we're building up a case, perhaps slowly, but I must say from a political standpoint, internal, much more convincingly than just simply extraditing him to Hague.
Privately, many members of the new reformist government believe that one day Milošević will end up in The Hague. But right now, they say, a speedy extradition could boomerang and turn him into a martyr at home. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Belgrade.